Australia hosts largest ever military exercise as China watches. By Breitbart London on July 14, 2025. Melbourne, Australia, AP, the largest ever warfighting drills in Australia. Exercise Talisman Sabre are underway and expected to attract the attention of Chinese spy ships. Talisman Sabre began in 2005 as a biennial joint exercise between the United States and Australia. This year, more than 35,000 military personnel from 19 nations, including Canada, Fiji, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Japan, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Papua New Guinea, the Philippines, South Korea, Singapore, Thailand, Tonga, and the United Kingdom, will take part over 3 weeks, Australia's Defence Department said Sunday. Malaysia and Vietnam are also attending as observers. The exercise will also take place in Papua New Guinea, Australia's nearest neighbour. It is the first time Talisman Sabre activities have been held outside Australia. Chinese surveillance ships have monitored naval exercises off the Australian coast during the last 4 Talisman Sabre exercises and were expected to surveil the current exercise, Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy said. The Chinese military have observed these exercises since 2017. It'd be very unusual for them not to observe it, Conroy told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. We'll adjust accordingly. We'll obviously observe their activities and monitor their presence around Australia, but we'll also adjust how we conduct those exercises, Conroy added. Conroy said the Chinese were not yet shadowing ships as of Sunday. The exercise officially started on Sunday with a ceremony in Sydney attended by Deputy Commanding General of U.S. Army Pacific Lieutenant General J.B. Vowell and Australia's Chief of Joint Operations Vice Admiral Justin Jones. The exercise, showcasing Australia's defence alliance with the United States, started a day after Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese began a 6-day visit to China, where he is expected to hold his 4th face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Tuesday. Albanese said Chinese surveillance of Talisman Sabre would not be an issue raised with Xi. That would be nothing unusual. That has happened in the past and I'll continue to assert Australia's national interest. As I do, Albanese told reporters in Shanghai Monday. Albanese also noted that while he had visited the United States as Prime Minister 5 times, he had only been to China twice. The Australian leader has been criticized at home for failing to secure a face-to-face meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. I look forward to a constructive engagement with President Trump. We have had 3 constructive phone conversations, Albanese said.